1989. And this came up because of the federal money coming in, the need to access it as quickly as possible. And Sir Langseth, why don't you present the bill? And
well, this is nothing new. A year ago when we had a more severe flood in the Red River Valley, I think that was the recovery was $68 million and $17 million was state. This year it's quite a lot lower. The flood wasn't as severe, and there's a number of things that have been done with that bonding money we've been coming up with over the years that that lessened that quite a bit. I think, as I remember it last year, I think it was just Red River Valley, but if you look at this map here, you will see that the Minnesota River Valley also had quite a bit of damage. And we do have, another list here. It shows where this damage occurred, and we've even got it broken down per Senate district and per county. And there actually is quite a lot in the Minnesota River Valley, the Kubli, Frederickson on down. That is Minnesota River Valley. It's still more in the, quite a bit more in the Red River Valley. But this money goes for the costs of fighting the flood, the dikes and the sandbags and everything. The communities do have the responsibility after the flood is over to stand the cost of taking those down. So that's their cost. But it's 3-to-1 federal match, and I guess there isn't too much more I can say about it. I could go into a history of this whole thing, but some people say, why haven't we made progress up there? We've made tremendous progress. This, to fight the flood this year was much, much easier than it was before because of so many of the things that have been done and the money that's been spent. Oh, I guess that's it.
Big stone. Okay.
Oh, come on. We just got
Well, not so fast.
We're ready to go.
Sir Langseth, can make the motion.
Why? Do we have anything going tonight?
Couple of comments. Now, you've done some of this through bonding in the past, but obviously we're past that.
This has to be cash. We had $63,500,000 in bonds. If we could bond it, we would have just taken it out of there, but we can't. It has to be cash. It isn't bondable.
So members might be wondering where this money's coming from.
I did wonder that. Right.
Normally, I mean, in better budget times, obviously we've tried to hold some money back for these kinds of, I don't know if I'd call it an emergency, but these kinds of appropriations that come up even after we've passed omnibus finance bills. There's a little bit of money, but not much. However, in the tax committee, there is money that is being added to the cash flow account. And obviously that would be a good idea. It's I believe, $3 million. And so that becomes money, some additional money that's available. And that's the money we're utilizing. So we had talked about possibly adding to the targets of Health and Human Services and K-12. But because we do have access to that money, I've talked to Senator Bach about it, that seemed to be the path of least resistance. And I know, Senator Langseth, that you've talked to me, I think, on a daily basis for the last X number of days, that there's some urgency to do this. And so rather than get into protracted discussions with the difficulty everybody's having, I felt that this would be probably the best way to go. So that's how we can pass this bill in the shape it's in and have the cost covered. And Mr. Mossman and I have had several conversations about this, and certainly I think, Mr. Mossman, you feel that is workable, and that's what we thought. This is what we would try to do. So to answer everybody's question, that's the funding for the bill. So based on that, if there's no further discussion, Senator Murphy moves that Senate File 3379 be recommended to pass. On the motion, all those in favor, signify.
Chairman?
Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, could we put into the bill the number of the disaster declaration as we normally do? It's FEMA-1900-DR.
No, we cannot.
So do you have an amendment to distribute?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chair, council talked to me about that, and that's fine.
I'll move the amendment, Mr. Chair.
I guess that's what we've done in the past, so.
Okay, so Senator Frederickson moves the 63-4, I'm sorry, the A1 amendment. I was looking at the wrong document. Moves the A1 amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Then Senator Murphy moves that Senate File 3379 as amended be recommended to pass. On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Thanks,
Thank
members,
you, Mr. Chair.
For coming.
Yes,
that is it.
Do you have any other
ruling
money?
Experience?
Do we have any money?
Oh, I forgot to vote. Aye.